Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of the Geek Lounge. I'm your host, Louis Latour.
And I am Glorious. Glorious.
I never get a moniker. Can I be the showstopper, Louis Latour?
No.
Right. I mean, since you said so, okay.
You have to just say it and then go with it. You can't ask. If you're going to ask me, I'm going to say no.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That was my mistake, was asking. We have a special third guest here, since Adam is not here again, and we have a very good friend of ours, Miss Tamara. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
All right. You seem a little polarized for a second.
I know.
Did you want a cool thing at the beginning of your name, too? Because you can have whatever.
The Queen.
The Queen. Oh, the Queen. The Queen.
You know, I would have put on my tiara this morning, but I knew I had to wear some.
Oh, okay.
So. Right. The Queen.
Yeah. So, there you go.
I'm going to be the Queen. I am going to be the Queen for one day.
Well, that's bull, because I wanted to be the Queen.
Well.
All right.
Whatever.
Thing.
Scratch your eyes out.
A lot of people don't realize this, but I'm going to explain to you. It's a very special sort of day because we've got most of the ghost hunting team together here.
Wow.
If you guys remember a few episodes back when Paul was here for the first time, we talked about the story about how we were at work.
Yes.
And we went to talk to the ghost yes. in one of the sections of our warehouse. And Tamara was there with us. She was the one who was there. She was
very brave.
She was very brave. Yeah. She was
a
brave little toaster.
That's what I was. I was the voice of reason. I said, y'all get away from there.
Yeah. It was funny because we were like, we're going up. And you're like, I'm not going up. And then as soon as we went up, she's like,
Don't leave me. I'm coming with you.
Don't leave me by myself.
And we did it.
For your listening pleasure, it's the team
yes.
of cool hunters of unexplained paranormal situations or chumps. That's what I'm calling the team.
That's what I'm calling the team. I like that.
I ran that by some people. They didn't like it.
No, I like that.
Oh, you do? That's chumps? One. Chumps.
Yeah.
I'm voting for a different name.
I'm sorry. I left out the M of unexplained malevolent paranormals.
Yeah. Malevolent.
Chumps.
See, I don't like it now.
Oh, no?
I ain't going out to know malevolent.
I mean, look, if you don't like it, give me ideas. No one's ever going to give me ideas, so
okay.
It's chumps for now.
Okay. I'm thinking.
No, I mean, not right now. Just do it later. Okay. We'll talk about it later.
The rest of the show.
Yeah, we'll just have the rest of the show to think of. Yeah.
Writing it down.
Paul, what do you got? I got quasar. I thought that was a cool word, but I don't have any words for quasar yet, but I'll get there.
Ghost. Fun adventures. Goat. Something was the goat. Goats.
I don't think I want to be called goats.
No, all right.
We're the goats.
I don't think I want to do that.
Hi, we're the goats. We talked to you on the phone. We're the goats. We're here to investigate your paranormal activity.
From our house, not going to your house. That stuff is scary.
Yeah,
really.
We're just calling in. Could you hold the phone up to the goats?
Let's talk to them.
Just leave your phone on all night. We'll monitor it.
Put me on speaker. Yeah. Let me talk to the ghost.
I need you to download an app.
Don't do the app.
We did. We downloaded what do you call it?
Electromagnetic frequency?
Yeah, something like that.
EMF.
An EMF sound app. Oh my God, you're the brains of this operation.
Better. I am.
You're the tech guy.
We are screwed. If I'm the tech guy.
You're the tech guy, and Tamara's our voice of reason. Don't go in there, y'all.
Yes.
I mean, right?
Run!
She tells us when to run. Yeah.
At all times.
Or if I'm quiet and you just see me running, y'all better run.
Man, I'm running.
I saw something.
We talked about that too, I think, this week. Yeah. And we've talked about it before.
Right.
Is if you see a group of people running, you should probably run with them.
Right.
Not to, I wonder what they're running from. Let me go check that out.
Right.
That's not a smart thing to do.
Although, as my dad would say, I think we're gonna talk about this later. I got a little thing, but my dad would say is that in the segment that I'm gonna talk about, there was some running involved. The people were hunting ghosts. And they started running, and my dad's like, "You finally found a ghost, and you're running. Like you really found one, and you're running away. What the hell?" That's the crazy thing. We are going to look for ghosts, and if we find them, we are going to run away.
Yeah.
You realize that?
Yeah.
Are we okay with that?
Oh, no, I'm fine with that. Yeah.
I just want to make sure.
I just want to see it and I'm out.
Yeah. Just see.
Like, if it just if it pops up and, like, waves and then leaves, I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah.
But if it's, like, if we're talking to it and it's just giving us, like, this weird stare, like, it's time to go.
Right. Well, like, it was like, my dad would tell me, he's like, what if you, like, I always do, like, the little ghost hunting stuff. Yeah. And he goes, what if you actually saw one? And I used to tell him, I'd be like, I don't want to see one, Dad. I'm just playing around here. I'm just, you know, I'm hunting them, and I don't want to catch any or see any. Okay?
This is one of those hobbies where it's like the journey is much more important than the end, right? Where you're just like, I want to just keep being on the journey. I don't want to get to the end.
Yeah.
Because there's either nothing and I'll have wasted my time, or there's something and I'm going to die.
If I get scratched or something like that, I'm going to be, you can bet that I will not be here. I will be at church right now. Right. You know what I mean? That's like, that's one way to get me to church right there. Have a ghost scratch me. Like, hello, I'm at church now. I'm just at the front row. Oh, man.
But yeah, if a ghost does something to me, that would be a good idea. Are we going home? No, we're going to church.
My dad's like looking over me in the bed. Mm. You sleeping okay? Sleeping okay, Paul? Yes, Daddy. Yeah. You got the light on? I got the little light here. Because that's me the rest of my life. Yeah. I'm like afraid.
I don't know. I think if I see a ghost, I'm sitting in the car. I'll meet y'all in the car.
Yeah.
As we hear her drive off.
We gotta get the Tamara cam. We gotta have like
you know what I mean? Just like a body GoPro cam on her. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just the car.
Every episode it would just be
playing with the radio.
Yeah, if it's a show, it'd be every episode. It's just her body cam just taking off. Like, oh, let's just switch to her body cam. Oh, she's running. She booked it.
We're in the house, like searching, and she's and then it clicks back to her. She's playing with the radio. He's like, what's going on here? Like, I'm out.
In my car, like, these fools crazy. What did they tell me into these fools crazy? I knew I shouldn't have went. My boyfriend told me to stay at home.
It's going to be crazy.
It's going to be a fantastic time.
Yes,
is it what is. It's going to be. What kind of ghost are you hoping to find at some point? Like, is there like a ghost that if you had to meet one,
I would prefer to meet a ghost that is non-malevolent. Like, I want to meet
a Casper.
Well, like, you know, like somebody, you know, that always talk about the people who may have died through bad experiences, or they don't know where they are, they're trapped there, something like that. I'd rather meet one of those kind of ghosts. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Not somebody that's going to freak me out too much, but like, you know, you hear about like the ghosts that are trapped in this hotel or whatever.
Yeah.
I'd like to just see one of those, you know, go by and be like, bam, okay, there we go. Cool. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, not like a, you know, malevolent ghost. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I don't want to meet anything malevolent.
I would laugh if I met a fancy Victorian ghost. Like, I want to meet a really, like, fobbish ghost. Like, ooh, hello. You know?
That'd be type great.
Welcome to the hotel. Like, oh. Powdered wig, like a big old mold. It's the whole thing.
Grabbing you.
Grabbing your hand. Hold on.
You're like, grab my hand, ghost. And it's like,
doesn't it tingle so? Like, oh, man.
I will grab your hand.
I will grab your hand. I will
grab your hand. Go to bed.
Good night. I'll be watching you.
You're very warm.
All right, I'm going. Now I'm going to church.
Yeah, see? Whisper. Oh, okay. I'll get you to church.
That'll get me. I don't want to meet ghost children. Ghost children. Anything that involves scary children freaks me out. So no ghost children, no zombie children. No devil children.
Mm.
No children of corn.
No?
No. Well, those kids weren't, I don't know, they were
like
just...
Like the corn, like roasted corn? Like on the
no,
butter?
No, no. Oh. Like the terrible movie.
Oh, like the terrible movie. Okay.
I think I want to meet Michael Jackson and Prince at the same time.
Yeah.
Oh. I would ask them to do a dance off.
That would be kind of cool.
You see a...
Well, you'd have to hear them, like... That's all you hear? You guys hear that?
Who's bad?
Shimona. Oh,
that's Michael.
So that's how you could get Prince. If you got Michael, then I think that you could, because you could, start talking some crap to Prince and make Prince come down. You know what I mean? You'd be like, Michael, man, you're a better singer and dancer than Prince.
Who said that?
Who said that?
Yeah. I was hiding behind this wall because I was shy. Prince.
I'm here. Look down.
Oh,
I didn't see you there.
Hi, Prince.
I'm smaller as a ghost. I was a giant in real life.
Wouldn't it be great if you met Princess Ghost and he helped you solve mysteries?
That would be awesome.
Right? Like you just walk on a crime scene, like, who is this guy? And who's that guy with him? It's the ghost of Prince helping him solve a murder, a double murder.
Now, if we go to Madame Tussauds, right, there could be celebrity ghosts
there. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, there is a rumor or some such things that Madame Tussauds here in Las Vegas is haunted. I didn't read exactly by what, but.
Yeah, I don't know. Who would it be?
I don't know. I think it would be different people because I know a lot of times when they say it on the strip, the ghosts would be from people who got killed by the mob and different people like that. So I think it may be just even someone who just got killed or somebody who committed suicide.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to go to Madame Tussauds and find a ghost nobody. Yeah. It's just some guy like, I used to run numbers for the mob. Right. Oh, great. Is Prince up there? Can we get Prince?
Can you bring down Prince?
No, he doesn't want to come.
Yeah. I'm a big Tyson fan. I like to hang around this Mike Tyson. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, you know, are you Mike Tyson? No, I'm not Mike Tyson. I just hang out with Mike Tyson.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Okay, no, that's cool. What's your name? Vinny.
Vinny.
All right.
Vinny Martirullo. Oh, boy. Okay.
Let me write that down, I guess.
I used to deliver packages for the mob.
Yeah.
That's it? Were you famous? Nah.
Okay, next ghost.
Nah.
Yeah, exactly.
Next
We're
ghost.
Just going to walk to the next. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Hey, can you tell me which way Nicki Minaj is?
Nicki Minaj statue, please. The Nicki Minaj wax figure.
Move on. That's going to be me if we go there. You know that.
Just
we go
to the Nicki Minaj wax figure.
Be like, Paul, let's go to the neck. We're looking for ghosts. I'm like, I'm not done with the Nicki Minaj. I'm over here.
Oh, okay. I guess we better just leave it alone for a little bit.
I bet you leave if you see a ghost.
Yes. Touch the wax doll.
I'm just going to run back to Nicki.
What is that?
I don't know. I wasn't doing anything.
Oh, no.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think we would probably knock over some of the wax music.
Yeah. Oh, man. Can you imagine that?
Well, dude, what if we went and there was the ghost of Robert Vaughn?
Oh.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Well, wouldn't it be somebody, like you said, it'd be somebody that lives there or maybe like a gangster that was, I don't know if they were burying people right there.
No.
Right?
No.
Because that wasn't that far enough out.
It seems like a weird place to be haunted, though.
Yeah. So, like I said, the only thing I can think of is that possibly somebody is confused because there is a body that looks a lot like their body. Mm-hmm. So maybe that would cause them to hang around it.
You mean like Sammy Davis, like standing beside his, like he's trying to.
Yeah, he's like, that's my body. That's me right there.
Oh, I'm going to hang out. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And maybe it confuses him. Maybe, because like, what is a ghost?
Where How am is I it? Here and over there at the same time,
hey,
cat?
What's up, man?
What's up, babe?
What's up, baby?
Look at me, I'm in two places at once. It's so confusing.
Hey, where's Dean at, huh?
Where's the rest of the pack?
What's going on here? Canada Candyman can. This is terrible, man.
Now I'm going to have to stay close to the door because y'all going to make somebody mad.
Oh. Yeah. me and Luis are going to do like really bad Sammy Davis, Dean Martin impressions while we're there.
Yeah, y'all are going to make somebody mad.
You know,
really
Sammy,
mad.
Sometimes I like to. Sometimes my favorite food is pizza.
Wow, man, pizza's great, man. Groovy.
The moon could hit your eye like a big pizza pie.
You making fun of my eye again, man? What's up with that, man?
All right, well.
All right. You got to save that for the show.
Yeah, all right. So we're gonna take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about some weird supernatural things that interest us as an amateur ghost hunting team that has done nothing yet. So,
yeah. So make sure you stay tuned for that.
Make sure you stay.
I know you're going to be there for that. That's going to be amazing. Way to talk it up right there.
It's going to be a ghostly good time.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah,
it's gonna be frightful fun.
Come on back.
It's a little scary when you see the sign. You picture it hairy and white.
Welcome back to the Geek Lounge.
Yeah!
Good job. Notorious.
Every time. Changes every time.
I forgot what I was. Glorious.
Glorious, yeah.
Paul Blankenship. And I'm here with...
Are we starting the show?
No, or sorry. Okay.
Okay. So it was, you were doing well up until that point.
Right. I know, I'm just practicing.
Anyway, you're with the Chumps.
Someday. The Chumps here.
Chumps are here. He goes to the Ultimate Ghost Hunting Team, mm-hmm. who have done nothing yet.
Yes.
November, I think. What better time to tell ghost stories than November, right?
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me.
Yeah.
I've hunted ghosts.
Oh, have you?
Okay.
Yeah.
Many times. Yeah.
Okay, you're the expert.
Many times.
All right.
Okay? So, and I think a chump would be a good description of my ghost hunting skills. Because so far, ain't nothing happening.
Is it just you going to scary places going, hey, ghosts? Hey, ghosts?
Well, I mean, I try sure. like everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't say that nothing's happened. Okay. So can I talk about something that happened?
Yeah. By all means.
Go right into it?
Yeah.
Right
sure
into
thing.
It? Mizpah, right? That's on the list, right?
Mm-hmm.
The list of 10? Was it 10?
Yeah. I found a list of the 12 most haunted places in Nevada that we would like to go visit
right.
at some point, which would be cool. And one of them was the Mizpah Hotel.
So me and my dad were on this road trip. We called it the ghost hunting / UFO hunting road trip, where we went to Mizpah and we went to the little alien inn.
Mm.
So we were in Mizpah. We spent the night. I had this app on my phone
yeah.
that it's a camera. And mm-hmm. when you cross in front of the camera and there's any motion, it takes a picture. And it texts that picture to your phone.
Okay. Okay.
So fully charged, phone mm-hmm. fully charged. We're about to go have dinner, go downstairs and have dinner. So I set it up.
Is it the Mizpah or?
At the Mizpah.
Okay.
Yeah, we're spending the night.
You can still stay there?
Yes.
That's what I was wondering. I was going to ask you about that sometime during the week,
the
but I didn't get to see
Goldfield Hotel has
closed.
Been closed
that
forever.
That was closed, yeah.
But the Mizpah, yeah, you can stay at the Mizpah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You want to stay at the Mizpah?
I'll sleep in the car.
The Mizpah is the one that had the prostitute
the
ghost,
lady in red.
Right? The lady in red, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Which was cool because I'll tell you this, the first, so I guess Mizpah was the best place that I ever went where I actually weird stuff happened.
Mm.
We get in the elevator,
yeah.
go up to our room, and perfume in the elevator. Like just, it smelled like.
Like overpowering?
Like overpowering just, perfume. Yeah. And I was telling him, I was like, my dad, I was like, smell that. You smell that? He goes, yeah, it smells like perfume. I was like, yeah, I mean, what's that about? I don't know, maybe somebody that rode the elevator before us had perfume on. I'm like, shut up, dad.
Stop making it logical.
Dang it. Ruin that. So, but anyways, we're up there, we're going down, plug it in, charging it, right? Got the phone set up.
Mm-hmm.
Plugged the charger in, plugged everything in, got the app all set up, tested it out. Everything was good.
Yeah.
Went down to eat, came back up, phone is dead. Dead.
Mm-hmm. And it was fully charged when you left.
It was fully charged, and it was plugged in.
But it was dead.
But when we got back up, it was dead.
Okay.
I got it to charge
yeah.
enough to where I could turn it on. No pictures, no nothing. But for some reason, the phone, like... I'm literally probably minutes after we left, drained down to nothing and then turned off.
Wow.
The woman in red wanted you to smell her perfume.
Yeah.
She used all of
your... She saw that there was some women in your phone and she was like, not tonight. Killed your phone.
I know. I should have left some pictures for
just
her
me and you, Polly.
Well, you know, they say that they drain.
Right.
Yeah, energy. They drain electronics mm-hmm. and stuff.
Electronics and stuff like that. So
that's what I was waiting
that's
on
what I was
when we went ghost hunting, and I had the EMF meter on my phone, which obviously wouldn't work. But
yeah.
if it would have just died, then yeah, it would have been
right. Then it would have been a lot better.
Yeah,
but that would be kind of freaky.
It
if
would.
Your phone just while you're looking at it, just boop,
energy
turns
gone.
Off.
Like whoa,
I'm running,
and it's time to go.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, yeah.
That's, I'll see
yeah.
y'all in the car.
Yeah, that's a lot of energy right there. There's a lot of phones up where. Never mind. Anyways. all of the phones.
All of the phones.
So that was interesting.
Well, okay. Did you, besides the phone thing, did you have any weird like sensations? Because I know they say sometimes that the either the ghost of the lady in red or other ghosts there
mm-hmm.
will grab you or will touch you or you'll feel this sensation of like, whoa, what's...
No, I sat in the hallway.
Yeah.
You know, because they got like these big chairs, you know, like old chairs. And I sat in the hallway and I had my little EMF thing on and
yeah.
I put it down, and you know, when people weren't walking by, of course, I was like, when people walk by, I'd be like, you know, just like I'm reading,
yeah.
And then when they leave, I'd be like,
though?
Lady in red, you want to come sit next to me? You know, I'd put it next to me.
Sure.
And stuff. Nothing. I didn't get anything.
So, oh, okay. Maybe she didn't like you anymore.
I guess not.
Besides the creepy twins asking you to go play with them, that was it?
Yeah. No, just on their big wheels.
Yeah, on their, come play with us, Paul.
No, that was it.
That was it.
I mean, I saw the clown motel there, and I saw the
which
graveyard
is creepy within
next
itself,
to the clown
by
motel.
The way, just because there's so many clowns.
Yeah.
Isn't there like an old boot hill right next to the, or like a like an old, graveyard. Old cemetery? An old
cemetery. Yeah, right next to it. Like literally right next to it. Like you can walk right into it and walk around.
Mm.
It's pretty weird to have a clown motel.
Right next to cemetery.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd like to, the clown motel would be fun.
I've never had a, personally, I've never had an experience of a haunting or anything, but I've had family members who do. A lot of them are deeply religious, so, you know, they believe in all of that stuff. I guess, like me personally, I wouldn't say I believe in that stuff necessarily. However, it is fun, that sort of idea that they're there and that you can go try to find them or, you know. But they've had a lot of sort of experiences of hauntings. Like I know I've had some cousins of mine at their old house. They told me about seeing kids or seeing people in the hallway of their house, you know, type of deal. Like it's happened on multiple times, multiple times before. There was another story. My grandfather had died many years ago. And he had a workshop in his house back in Mexico. And one of my nephews ran up there and was playing in the tool shed, right? And he said that he came running back down and he was telling his mom that an old man, basically our grandfather, was telling him to get out. Like, get out of here. What are you doing in here? Like, scolding him for being in there messing with his stuff. Like, you know, he has a little workshop. He has his tools and stuff like that. A lot of sharp objects, blunt instruments, things like that. And he's just like, hey, what are you doing? Get out of here. You can't be in here playing around.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. He's telling his mom that, like, yeah, he told me to get, he told me to stop being bad or something like that. It was, like, really weird, but.
So that was good, though.
Yeah.
Good, then glad that goes through that.
Yeah.
Help
is
get out.
Yeah. Is there a story that you know of that kind of interests you in any way, like a ghost or some kind of a weird, creepy story or anything like that? Like anything that maybe you might have heard of, like a haunting, like a case or anything?
The coolest thing I ever saw, and this goes back to, like, what we, I think, is Ghost Adventures.
Yes.
The show. Mm-hmm. The first Ghosted, I think it was the first one they did, and they went to Goldfield, and they got to go into the Goldfield Hotel, which is really hard to, from what I understand, it's hard to get permission to go in there,
because
the owners and stuff, and they went in there, and it was Zach and Aaron, right?
Okay.
Zach and Aaron, and they went down, so if anybody gets a chance on YouTube, you can see it's awesome. They go down, and they're and you can hear, like, as they're walking around. And they're like, man, what is that? And like something was throwing rocks at them, little rocks and stuff. They went into the basement. They went into this room in the basement, and it's just like the coolest. Like when I first saw it, I was like, whoa, because like they go into the basement and a board that's on the ground flips up like this, and then levitates in the air, and then slams down. A brick takes off. I mean,
like the whole thing,
like insane, like stuff starts happening, and they freak out. They're like, what the fuck? And they're running. And it talks about how, because they were locked in, you know, they locked themselves in.
Yeah.
They had to jump off of the
balcony. I want to do that, and I want to see Tamara break like a door right off its hinges.
Just
like Tamara's cool. Tamara, no, we're locked in like that. Like, hell we are. And then just cry.
Yeah. I need a door.
Or we, or she just she goes through the wall and makes
like
a Tamara,
Kool-Aid,
like a Tamara shaped hole.
Like, hey, Kool-Aid,
everyone out through the Tamara shaped hole.
Just boom, that'd be awesome.
As you know, I would.
I mean, like, we can't even do stuff like that. So what are we gonna do? Like have like somebody go into a room and then we'll just shut the door and then we all like lean against the door. You're locked in for the night.
Oh no! Stop.
Let me out. That'd be awesome.
Oh my gosh!
I would knock all of y'all down.
I could see that. I could see that.
Yeah.
Just fly. She just kind of just barrels through everybody. I could see that.
Yeah. That I could. I would do that too.
The one I want to talk about is it stems from my love of true crime. I love true crime stories and true crime TV, stuff like that. I love watching The First 48. We had a whole episode where we talked about like serial killers and stuff like that.
Yeah, I listened to that. That was crazy.
Scary.
Yeah.
Scary, crazy about
It's horrible. It's amazing.
And there's this case that's sort of gotten really popular over the years, the case of Elisa Lam, I think her name is. I don't know if you've heard of her. She stayed at the Cecil Hotel in Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah, the girl.
The girl, yeah. So,
yeah. Have you seen that? The video, with, right?
Over yeah, there's a video there. Really? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, so just to...
Awesome.
I want to talk about that real quick. Okay, it is a true crime thing. It's unsolved, but yes, there's like definitely something that seems sort of supernatural and creepy about it. That's why I wanted to tell this story in particular. So Elisa Lam was a college student from Canada who had come to Los Angeles on vacation, like on a little holiday or something. Mm-hmm. And she had basically gone missing from the Cecil Hotel. She was at the Cecil Hotel. She got missing for about 2 weeks, 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. And people who were staying at the hotel at that time started complaining about the water because the pressure was off. Sometimes when you turned on the water, it would be like it would come out black and then it would go back to normal. You know what I mean? And it smelled weird and people didn't know what was causing that. So they complained and they sent a maintenance guy up to the water tanks on the roof where the hotel gets all of its water from. And they discovered her body in there naked. It had been sitting there for about 2 weeks and basically the smell and like the dark water and all that stuff was because of her body rotting in the tank. Mm. Now, you hear something like that, and it's like, oh, it's a murder. Someone threw her in there. Well, there's a lot of other variables. For example, the fact that she could even get on the roof. No one knows how she got on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that she could open a lid from the tank, get into the tank, and then close the lid, which they say is damn near impossible to do.
Mm-hmm. That's what I heard. Yep.
And then, of course, there's the video, which is online, which if you just type in Elisa Lam, E-L-I-S-A-L-A-M, into YouTube, you'll get the video of her in the elevator.
It's freaky, man.
Yeah, it is. And it looks like she's hiding from something. Mm. And at some point, it looks like she's talking with someone, but there was nobody there.
And her hands, like she's doing like this, like weird stuff with her hands. Like she's talking and then she's like, you know what I mean? Like she's got her hands are just
like
all
like some Doctor Strange stuff. Like she's just like she's moving her hands around. It's really
talking,
odd.
And then she's peeking out. She's like she peeks out into it and she runs back in. And in the elevator, what's going on with the elevator?
Well, that's the thing is the elevator. I think she hit a button on when she got in the elevator, but the doors on the elevator never closed, like at all. Like even if you hit the button. The hold open button, it doesn't hold it open forever, but the entire time it's
just open.
It's open,
until she steps back into the hallway, and then all of a sudden she walks out of sight, and then the elevator door closes, and leaves, and that's it. But it's pretty freaky.
I mean,
video.
It is like when you realize like what the video is. Like at first you're just like, what's this person doing? They seem crazy, but when you realize what the video is, you're just like, what is happening?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of sort of conspiracy theories out there about it, but it just...
Yeah, because they were like people... And I don't trust... I don't know why.
Yeah.
I just don't trust the internet, you know?
Sure.
Anyway, but there's a lot of the conspiracy theories, and you go on there and you read about them, and some of them say that because she was on... What'd she have? Like some medication?
She had medication because she was bipolar.
Bipolar disorder, like that. But then, you know, people who are bipolar go on there and go, look, I'm bipolar, look, and I would never, like, you know what I mean?
Saying that she was having, like, a strange psychotic episode because of her bipolar and because of her medication. She was having some weird sort of thing going on.
I mean, what would make somebody that she's bipolar, okay, she's having some weird episode, that which makes the elevator not close, which makes her strip her clothes off, somehow get onto the roof, and then open up a tank that's, like, she couldn't physically open. Jump in and close it.
Forget that. Let's say that she could open it. Even when she got in the tank, there's no way she'd be able to close the tank, is what they're
Wouldn't
saying.
Wouldn't she fall in the water?
Yeah.
So she would
get in the tank. Right. She would jump. She'd basically climb the tank, open the giant lid. Let's say she could do that, right? Because that wouldn't be impossible.
Right.
And then she gets into the tank. She would have no way to close it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So she just sort of died there. She started rotting in the mm-hmm. old water tanks, and people were starting to get.
There's a movie. They're making a movie.
It was people were comparing it to like a movie called Blackwater, which I never watched, but yeah. I know that there's been a lot of talks about making it into like an actual scary movie, like her whole case. But
M. Night Shyamalan.
M. Night Shyamalan.
Shyamalama.
It was just imagine like. There were some people who were like, I thought that was normal for the water to be like weird and then go back to clear. I thought that was just Los Angeles, you know, like because it is LA, right? LA. So people thought that was no. Imagine brushing your teeth with that water.
There's no way.
But you didn't know. Imagine taking a shower.
If you saw black coming out, you would.
I wouldn't. Because look, I'm a bit aware.
Right.
I wouldn't say I'm a complete germaphobe. I'm aware of a lot of stuff, and if I saw black water come out and then regular water, I'd be like, "There's something. There's something
I'd
wrong."
I'd be
with
like,
that
"I
water.
Need my money back. I'm going to the Hilton."
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not like a freak with water, but I would say that if I did turn it on and it looked brown or black,
yeah,
you know, I would be like, "No,
know, I got OCD."
If I turn it on and it's all coming out, I'd be like, you know, I've drank water, and I'd be like,
if the water smells, I would be like,
water's not supposed to smell like this.
What is going on here?
This water smells like a rotting corpse.
Excuse me, sir, your water. Oh, because there was a rotting corpse?
Actually, sir, there was a rotting corpse. I knew it.
I'm going to need my money back and pain and suffering.
You see, Jesse, that's why it was so cheap here on hotels.com.
Yeah, that's why I just chose to shower. Yeah. I didn't take a bath.
That's why I smelled the whole week. We already paid for the room. We couldn't get a refund. That's why.
I bet I would get my money back, and everybody else is in the hotel.
That's why I smelled like fear and BO at Disneyland.
I got a horrible joke, but I'm not even going to say it.
I'll say it later. Say it when we take a break.
Okay. I can't say it at all.
You can say that it's possibly is or is not a supernatural thing, but it does have a lot of those supernatural themes and sort of tendencies that make you think like, okay, well, maybe something is weird. Maybe she did see something. I mean, I know that place is popular as well for people killed themselves. I think, if I remember correctly, someone jumped out of the window to kill themselves, and they landed on someone, and they killed that person.
So it was a double.
I think it was a Zodiac killer stayed there, I think, I believe.
Cool.
One of those big famous serial killers, I believe it was a Zodiac killer stayed there.
You think that, I think they changed the name of the hotel, too.
It's no longer the Cecil, it's like the something on Main, or the...
If you own that hotel, wouldn't you, like, advertise? You'd be like...
Dude, there's ghosts.
Like, 10 people have died in this hotel. Come on and stay.
Come on and stay.
I don't think I would advertise that.
Well, I wouldn't say 10 people died. I would choose your words correctly, like, come to the haunted hotel. Yeah, the haunted Cecil Hotel.
We've got to be haunted.
This could be like the Cecil Hotel, like a nice big marquee, and then there's like a poster board, like a handwritten poster board that says, we got ghosts and shit. Yeah.
Or, like, I know you want to stay here
right now, guys.
You've been dying to stay here.
Yeah. What? How are you not an advertising executive?
Telling you, I could do it. You got to just run with that stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
I would do. I'm sorry. This sounds horrible. I shouldn't even say this.
No, God.
I do tours. Like, I mean, it's real. It really happened. Yeah. So I'd take somebody up to the floor. There's the elevator. Walk them. Yeah. Be like, hey, this is the water tank that she got into when you check out, the elevator camera actually takes pictures, and you can get your picture. You can pick up your picture on the way out.
Just like at Six Flags, like when you're on the ride.
Like it's Splash Mountain.
Yeah, when you're on the ride, they take pictures when you
walk. We should all go, and then we all just do the thing with our hands, like she was doing.
Oh my God.
Ooh. JV, like these people, Paul, they would put us on a list.
Crap. Sorry.
We'd be at the hotel and we'd be on the list of crazy people. They'd be like, hey, how are you?
I have a feeling that they're sick of that crowd.
Yeah.
Specifically because they changed the name and stuff. Like, if you went, you're like, hey, where did this happen? They're just like, oh, my God. Are you going to stay here or not? Then get out. You know? We're trying to change our image. It's like, you want to change your image? You knock down the building and build a new one.
Yeah. As long as it's there.
Because this one is
People are going to want to go. How many times people try to break in? break into the roof, you know, the roof and look at the tank and all that stuff. I guarantee you people do that.
And not
all
just
the
ghost
time.
Not just ghost hunting people, like people who are like into like me, like super into true crime, that they would just go and like look at all, oh, this is where the Black Dahlia was, you guys, let's go visit and take pictures, and you know, like type of, that's why I brought that one up. It just seemed very weird.
That's a good one.
Pretty odd.
Excellent. One.
Thank you. Can I be the excellent? Oh, I forgot. I can't ask you.
Can't. So no, you can't.
I never get anything. All right. Let's take another break. When we get back, we'll get to Tamara's story.
Okay.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Give us. All right. Hold on. How good is it? Like,
I actually have two. I have one about work. And then I have one about something in Los Angeles.
Should we? I mean, like, if they're listening at home, should they leave the lights on? Is it that kind? Are they those kind of stories? You know what I mean? Like, be there with a loved one, or somebody, like a friend. Make sure,
and the dog, because you know, dogs probably can tell.
Oh,
yeah. It'd be like if they, if a dog take off running, then I'm running.
I'm running. Yeah.
Hey, when we do our ghost hunting thing, we should Skype a dog in.
We probably could get Zach's dog. Have you seen that episode? We can take his dog.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Maybe we could get, no, I'm saying, like, you know, somebody's dog and Skype him in.
Put
him in the room and then have the dog on
just
Skype.
Or just walks away from the Skype and be like, all right, let's go, guys.
Yeah.
It's got to be a Great Dane, though.
Why?
Scooby-Doo. Oh. I figured you'd get that without me having to say Scooby-Doo. I'm going to write a show about a guy who solves unsolved mysteries with the ghost of Prince and like a bulldog with a British accent.
I like that.
Yeah. That would be cool.
His name is like Winston Churchill. That's the name of the dog. And he talks like,
"We should probably get out of here."
You know, like,
I sense danger. That's the dog?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the dog.
That sounds like somebody at work I know.
By golly, there's a ghost here. Ooh. I'd watch that.
Hey, we better get out of here. There's a ghost here.
Oh, Prince.
Oh, Prince. Right. Yeah, let's get out of here, Prince. And it's just you and Prince and your dog, Winston Churchill.
Touch it for you, my stomach.
All right, we'll be right back. Welcome back, everybody. We decided November was the best day month to tell ghost stories. It is, right? I mean, of course it is.
It's getting cold.
Because of the ghosts, not because of the cold.
When the sun goes down, it's dark.
It's I don't know if people knew that.
And that's all you.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so we were talking about some of our favorite sort of haunting and ghost stories and stuff, and it's now Tamara's turn to tell a ghost story. So,
like I said, I have a couple.
A couple. Let's start with the work one. Start with the work one. Without naming names and stuff, let's start with
So, we were at work one night, and we just changed our office around recently, but before we changed it around, we had, like, these borders up and file cabinets and everything, trying to divide the office into different little small offices. And one night, we were in there, it was about five of us, and we started hearing the drawers open and close.
Oh.
And so I'm sitting there, and nobody's saying anything. And I was like, y'all didn't hear that?
The five of you were in there working, and then you started hearing the noise, and everyone, and you heard the noise.
Yeah,
and
everybody's like trying to act like they're not hearing it. And I said, y'all didn't hear that? So then one of the coworkers said, well, I was trying to act like I didn't. So I was like, oh, God. So a couple of minutes later, I was like, I have to go to the restroom. If I'm not out in 10 minutes, please call my mama and the ambulance. I think every time we have a ghost adventure at work, I got to go to the bathroom. Mm-hmm. I think I want to get it out the way before I pee on myself.
Heck yeah.
I think it's great that people sort of made their, it's almost like a kid's rule. Like if I pretend like I didn't hear the ghost, like the ghost isn't going to come.
Right.
You know, like how when you were a kid, you thought if you hid under your blanket, they couldn't get you because your blanket was a safe place. I don't know. But it was like, if I, you know, like reverse Mario logic, like if I ignore them, they won't come close to me. If I acknowledge them, that's when they're like, hey,
yeah,
hey, hey.
Yeah. Tugging at you. Yeah.
I try to tell them up front. I'm nice to ghost people.
Like, you got to let them know up front.
Right. Yeah, I'm nice to ghost people. I hear stuff. I'll be like, oh, that sounds pretty. Like, I hear something whistling. Ooh. That sounds pretty.
I remember there's a season during our work year where we make another shift over the weekends that goes late into the night. And I used to take it all the time. To get extra money, and you were always there.
Right, right.
And it was you and another coworker would be in that main office by yourselves doing paperwork and computer work and stuff. Mm-hmm. And you guys were just sort of jumping at like every little thing that was
you
there.
You would hear the paper shredder would just start shredding and be like, somebody used to work at Enron is here.
Hey, there is, without saying names, there is a particular manager that used to be on my shift. Yeah, it's on the day shift. I'm telling you, that paper shredder.
Every
loved
time he walks,
him.
Yeah.
He would walk by it and he'd walk by it and his desk was right there.
Right there,
to his chair. So he'd come over and he'd sit down and he'd start typing up the end of shift thing and the paper shredder. I mean, that thing would not make any noise.
None.
The whole night.
Even just before he got there, even before he came to our shift, it was like that. Like, of course we heard like things every once in a while. Yeah. But when he came to the shift, it was just like over the top. Like we heard whistling and we heard just extra stuff. Something
followed him?
Yeah.
Yeah, it did. Something's like following in the conference room, we would hear stuff in the conference room. I'd be like, yeah, I'll go back there. It'll get me.
and the best part,
I'm the big girl in the group. I can't run that fast.
The best part about it was that he knew.
Yeah,
and he would. I remember when he was typing up his thing, and it started going off because I sat across from him. I just remember him looking at me, giving me this look like, "You hear that? I'm not gonna stop, but you hear that, right?" Yeah, and "I'm like, what's going on?"
Yeah, it got over the top when he came to the shift.
I remember on those shifts, the other person was like, "You guys are freaked out," but she was way more.
She was
always on edge to the point to where I would sneak into the office and start like, get out. Like I do that kind of stuff. She'd be like, what's that? And Tamara would jump too, but then she'd be like, this fool. That's this dummy. But she would like freak out every time.
She'd be scared.
Tamara at one point got used to it being me, but I know she was like, she was so freaked out so easily. I could do it every single time. Single time she would just be like, oh my God, what's that?
She literally changed her whole apartment around because of the ghost that was going on at work.
You know, the funniest one was me and you were in my office, right? It's a very small office. Right. Our department office is very small. So it's like I'm sitting there, you're sitting there. She walks in the door, and where you were sitting was behind the door. Right. But there's a big old window in the middle of the door, so I don't know how she didn't see you, but she opens the door and just walks in, and she goes, hey, where's Tamara? And I'm like, right behind you. And she looks behind her like she's sitting, oh, my God!
Like she saw a ghost, like I was a ghost.
Yeah.
Or something.
Oh yeah.
I was like, great. Who? Went? You know.
I feel like it's just like Tamara's been dead for 2 years.
Yeah.
That's the way she. Like,
Tamara Muhammad. She's been dead for 5 years.
Yeah, where?
What? Who have I been working with? I don't know. Who have you been working? Oh, but she turned around. It was great.
Next time she cut the light off.
The light switch is right next to the door. So she came into my office another time.
Yeah.
And she accidentally hit that light. Like somehow, like with a sleeve of her sweater, like turned it off and back on just because of the way she moved her hand. And she was like, oh my God, what was that? I'm like, you hit the switch right there. That's what that was. That's what happened.
It was so funny.
We got to see if we can bring her on.
Yeah.
That'd be mean. Yeah. Okay. So let's go into your second
LA.
Story, the actual story in LA. God.
It is at Linda Vista Hospital.
Mm. Oh, God, a hospital?
Yeah. So,
fun fact, people die in hospitals. I don't know if you're aware of that. People die in hospitals.
People live, too.
People, yeah. But I'm just saying it happens where people.
Right. But originally.
I'm not saying everyone dies at the hospital. It's just some people have died in hospitals.
If you go to the hospital, you are going to die.
You will die.
And you will haunt that
hospital. Well, especially at Linda Vista.
Mm.
Yeah, so originally, this hospital was built for the railway. They had a railway there.
Okay.
And so it was built for those patients.
Mm-hmm.
So later on, this is like in East LA. So So this is like the gang hospital. So yeah, so they had like say that one of the gang members got shot.
Yeah.
So they would bring the person in, and if the doctor couldn't save the person or if the gang member died, then they would be outside waiting on the doctor.
Oh man.
So they would shoot the doctor.
Wow.
So
for not being able to save the
right.
How long ago was that? Did they still do that or is
this hospital actually closed down in 1991.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So it piqued the interest because for two reasons, Ghost Adventures went there and they did an episode there. And then, you know, Zach had another show where he would take ghost crews and try to do the ghost crew battle.
Okay.
You know, for the best ghost crew.
Which ghost crew could dance the best or?
No, which could find the most.
Freestyle.
Okay. Yeah, the freestyle. Oh, okay. Yeah, freestyle ghost. Who can call out the ghost
who
the best?
Who could find the ghost who could sing the best?
Right. Who could find the most ghosts in 8 hour.
In an hour per night.
Yeah.
Right.
But always zero. It's so weird. All right. Yeah. So
actually at this hospital, they actually had a couple of stories. Even Zach and the Ghost Adventures and his sideshow, they actually did have some sightings of ghosts.
Okay.
Like a couple of the doctors that got killed, a couple of the gang members. Like they actually had, I want to say it was Aaron that had the most tattoos. So they laid him down on the bed. And you know
what did that have to do with it? That
they were trying
like
to
a gang member,
yeah, like a gang member. Sure. So they bring back the doctor, and
so,
some of the gangs, yeah.
So like, what's the whole thing behind the hotel? Like, do people see?
Yeah, they
like,
see.
Some of the
doctors,
or?
See doctors. They see gang members. Mm-hmm. They actually saw a little girl who was shot by gang violence. They see all types of things, and so they it actually later turned into like a old folks home. And and so like the older you are, you're gonna die eventually. Yeah. So they had people who were actually in that home, and they died. And they had like some of the nurses who worked there, and they came and they were like, "I'm not going in there." And they was like, "Well, can you show us what has happened?" Yeah. And she said, "No, I'm not going over there." Yeah. So it was like it was one of the best episodes I think that I saw of Ghost Adventures.
Okay,
so I think that's
yes.
Wow, is the hospital still there? Do we know that?
Yeah.
It is. But it's just it's just closed down.
Yeah.
Is it closed completely?
I think it is now. Yeah.
Can we sneak in there?
We could say we're part of the new chums. And we're going to change that word.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Chumps until we figure out a better name.
So
I think chumps is the best name, to be quite honest.
We could go in there with cell phones and say we a film crew.
Yeah. We'll have on chumps t-shirts, chumps hats. It looks like, legit. Like, oh, we're from that new show, Chumps.
Yeah.
With our cell phones. Like, this is our actual cameras.
What network are you on? YouTube?
Yeah. We have this affidavit that says we can go into the hospital. It just says chumps are allowed in the hospital tonight.
Well, in crayon.
Affidavit is spelled wrong.
Yeah. In crayon.
A-F-F-I-D-A-V-I-D.
I've seen it in movies. It's easy. You go up to the guard and you say, hey, we're doing an overnight shoot in the thing. And then he's like, I didn't hear about that. Well, you better call your boss and call him. And then when he starts to call him, he said, I'm going to let you know. I talked to your boss, and he said it's okay. You're going to get in trouble for not knowing
all
about
right,
this.
All right,
you should have read the memo, right? And then they're like, I don't want to get in trouble. Go ahead inside.
I like the idea of, like, boom. Photoshopping, like, an official-looking affidavit, and then in the body of the text it just says, the chumps can go in the hospital.
Yeah.
The end.
How do I know you guys are the chumps? Look at us.
Dude. I mean, look, dude.
What do we look like? All right.
Do we look like chumps?
You see the shirt? Yeah.
Chumps.
All right. All right. Go ahead.
Look, you got to strike a pose when you do it.
What up, ghost?
What up? What's good? What's good?
Some ghost would be like, don't do that. I'd be like, hey, what's up?
Stop antagonizing.
Hey, that's the wrong neighborhood. We're on the east side.
We're on the east side. Don't do that west side stuff over here.
What's up, ghost? Is Coast up in here?
Be like, don't say that. They hit my country. They hit my country.
Hey, who the hell is that? Like, oh, God. And then they all just come out in droves.
See, they would get me just because of the fact that I just have a real southern.
Oh, I know, huh?
So there's no way I could be East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Can't be the East side. Can't be the East side.
You see, you sound like you're from Spartanburg. I mean,
well, actually.
Yeah. All right, go on and get out of here.
So I'll start throwing the East Coast signs and stuff, and then have a ghost whisper in your ear. You were born in Torrance. We know you're cool.
Yeah, we're ghosts. Stop. We're fine.
Stop trying to be a poser.
We have powers, you idiot. Yeah. See, I would literally run outside because I'm
East
Coast.
Torrance, stupid idiot. What set do you claim? Like,
goddamn. God I don't know. Which set are you? That's the one I'm claiming
I'm
today.
Claim whatever set. Don't jump me in right now because
I couldn't even answer.
I'm getting beat up by a bunch of ghosts right now.
Their fists are going through. Like, it kind of tickles you
apparently
guys.
Apparently, I've been jumped in by some ghosts.
Hey, this guy's a new one of us.
Really, we got to go, Paul. I don't think I can leave.
All right, man, let's go to the astral plane. There's
we
got
to go.
We got cognac back in the astral plane. Let's go. And you're like, oh, man, guys, I think I can go. Yeah.
Don't go on that floor. That's not
we
our
said,
floor,
let's
man.
Go. Oh, yeah. See you later, Paul.
You're about to get shot. By,
I said, let's guns. Go. And you're like, oh.
I am ready to go.
I'm ready to go.
I am ready to go.
That's pretty cool. Well, I mean, you know, not how we got there with the killing of doctors and gang violence and stuff, but I mean, that's quite the interesting story.
But see, I like the little girl thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't like that, but it's like I say, but the ghost that like it's a sad spirit, so right. It'd be cool to if that was legit to bring like a toy or something like that and everything, and then have it you know knock it over or something, you know what I mean, or play with it or something like that. That'd be kind of cool. You know,
then she follows you around and it's all peaceful until she starts killing everyone around you.
Oh,
like,
no.
Just anyone who wrongs you. Like, hey, man, did you eat my sandwich? Oh, yeah. You know what? I thought that was my sandwich, dude. My bad. I'll get you another one. Oh, dead.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, Natalie, no. I'm sorry. Yeah. Stop killing everyone.
Stop it.
Stop.
Just rolling the ball around.
Yeah. I'm sorry, Paul. I'm sorry. Just murdering everybody. I told you, get it done by the deadline. Dead.
Yeah.
I like killing.
But not you, Paul, because you're my best friend.
You can never leave here.
Oh.
Or I'll kill everybody.
I'll kill everyone you know. Oh, crap, that's us.
I'll be like, little girl, sit down somewhere. Little girl. Yeah. Little girl, sit down somewhere.
Little girl, stop talking like that. Sit down.
Sit down somewhere, little girl.
I'm sorry. You stand and you think about what you did.
Go sit in that chair.
I'm going to whoop you.
I'm sorry.
I don't know how I would do it, but
I'm whoop an ethereal spirit. Okay. Well, there we go. Those are some of our, I don't know. I would you say favorite or more what we found more interesting? I don't think you could say favorite, at least not for mine. Mine's terrible. Well, like, mine was a terrible situation. But all right, cool. Well, there you go. Those are your our favorite hauntings and stories and things like that. If you want to join in on the conversation or if you want to talk to us about your favorite place, let us know on Facebook at The Geek Lounge and on Twitter at Geek_Lounge. Oh, and remember, of course, to go on TeePublic to buy our beautiful, wonderful show t-shirts and our non-show t-shirts so that you can wear and be the envy of all your friends, I guess.
Yeah.
Or shirts that make people go, what is that? Yeah. I love those shirts. When they look at your shirt and go, I don't know what that is.
That's like,
you're
I love
damn
that.
Right. Yes. I know what it means.
Exactly. You're, that's all I care about.
I am superior to you, even if it may or may not be true.
Yep.
So there's that. Tamara, thank you for being on.
It was, thank you for having me.
We're going to have you on again, definitely.
Okay,
most definitely.
Great.
And of course, Paul will be here. And Paul is on Twitter at
Bad Movie Lover.
Yeah. I don't have a Twitter, so sorry.
What? I thought you said you were going to have one by now.
I've been busy sleeping and
stop
playing 2K17 and sleeping some more. I guess I could just do it. Anyway, we will see you guys next week. Have a good Thanksgiving. Good night, everyone.
Created by Louise LaTorre and Munch, The Geek Lounge is produced and hosted by Louise LaTorre and Adam Smasher and was recorded at Giga Hub Studios. You can find this show and many other shows at GigaHub.com and on Facebook under the Geek Lounge or on Twitter at Geek_Lounge. The show's theme is Shock Lunatique by the band Turquoise. You can find them at TurquoiseBand.com. TurquoiseBand.com for music, merchandise, tour dates, and much more.